May we pray. Loving and ever-present God, as we listen to your word by your Holy Spirit, lead our hearts in the way everlasting. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The gospel reading for this morning is from Luke 21, verses 34 through 36. Found in your Pew Bible, page 1636. It says, be careful. Be careful or your hearts will be weighed down with dissipation, drunkenness, and the anxieties of life. And that day will close on you unexpectedly, like a trap. For it will come upon all those who live on the face of the whole earth. Be always on the watch and pray that you may be able to escape all that is about to happen and that you may be able to stand before the Son of Man. The words of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
I didn't steal this. I did not steal this from a parking lot or... This is from Save-A-Lot. This was in our pantry. How great is this? I'll give rides after the service. Let us pray. Loving and grateful, gracious God, we ask, Lord, that you would help us to wake up, to open our eyes, to open our ears, so that we may pay attention to your good works and your calling in our lives. Bless the words of my mouth that they may be pleasing to you. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. The grocery store parking lot. And I hope none of you have ever had that experience from Kathy Bates. But I think it does a beautiful job of showing the frustrations and the things that can happen in the dreaded parking lot, right? Because if you're lucky, you can get there and it's a slow day. But if you're like me, every time you decide to show up, the parking lot is packed and busy. There's a lot to look out for, and once you arrive, there's other cars entering and exiting. There's cars pulling in and out of spots. There's a line of cars at the pharmacy. People are walking in and out of the store. And there's the errant grocery store, grocery carts just left out. I know that's Kristen's favorite thing, where Kristen Preston said, if it's the person who leaves out the grocery cart in the space, there's an extra place in hell for them. All right? So you gotta watch out for those grocery carts. You'll think you have a great spot, and all of a sudden there's just a grocery cart sitting right in the middle of it. You're like, come on, right? People walking in and out of the store, employees picking up the grocery carts, the potholes, and just the occasional plastic bag floating through the air, just trying to escape this terrible situation, right? All right. The parking lot, right, is a minefield of distractions, obstacles. And because of this, parking lots turn out to be pretty dangerous places. There are, on average, according to the Environmental Health and Safety, there are on average 50,000 crashes in parking lots every year, and resulting in more than 500 people dying, which is crazy. 60,000 injuries average a year. It turns out people are focused on everything but driving their car while they're in the parking lots. Phones, kids, overfamiliarity all lead to distracted driving. And if you're like me, you're also rushing because you're like, can I just please get in the store and get out of here? This is the last place I want to be. And it doesn't take much, you all know, in grocery store parking lots. It doesn't take much. One glance over, you find yourself in danger. And while in the parking lot, you must be aware of your surroundings, or you will suffer the consequences. Now, Scripture is constantly telling us to stay awake. Be aware of your surroundings. Jesus says multiple times in the Gospels, who has ears to hear, let him hear. Our reading from Luke makes it clear, if you are distracted, you will miss God in your presence, and the Son of Man will return to earth while you sit in drunkenness. Now, this is literal, and this is also spiritual. Our ancestors didn't last long if they didn't pay attention to their surroundings and the signs around them, and neither do we. Yet God asks us to pay attention beyond just our survival needs. Pay attention to the cries of those suffering in your midst. Pay attention to those opportunities you are given to serve others. Pay attention to God's call, which can come from anywhere and anyone. Jesus lived this openness in his ministry. It was not unusual for Jesus, while walking to heal someone, being distracted to heal someone else, to stop halfway through, and someone else approaches him to stop and heal that person along the way. By paying attention, you can actually make life better, not just for you, yourself, but for those around you. And the more we retreat into our little silos, the more we lose these essential connections to one another. Even worse, our distracted minds can lead us to hurt ourselves and each other unintentionally, all because we weren't paying attention. And we've seen this over and over again in our country. School shootings we are experiencing oftentimes are a result of a bunch of people not paying attention. The polarization we experience, people selling themselves to a political ideology without paying attention to anything but the data that supports their worldview, not paying attention. We found out this week from the Journal of American Medical Association that almost a third of the injuries sustained in our military during their deployment in Iraq and Afghanistan, this is one third of all injuries, were non-battle related. Mostly accidents, someone causing someone else to slip and fall off a vehicle or equipment. We must stay awake. We must pay attention, seeing what is happening around us without losing our connection to God and one another. Because without it, that's what we lose, that connection. So how do we pay attention in our lives? Let's go back to the parking lot for a minute. My mom had this thing. I would go driving with my mom, and she has this thing about manifesting a parking spot. So we'll be driving into the parking lot, and she'll go, "Gray, I'm manifesting us a spot right up front." And it's in my head. It's this visualization thing that she does. And she thinks that if she does it just enough, it's going to be there. And it only worked about 1/6 of the time. So I'm not sure scientifically how many spots we ever got because she manifested this parking spot. But I approached parking very differently than my mother. My rules are this. Don't get greedy, number one. Number two, stay consistent. All right. Y'all want to know what this means, right? These are my rules. Don't get greedy. And Ann knows what I'm talking about with don't get greedy, because I'll tell her this all the time. We'll be in a jam-packed parking lot, and you'll see a spot where you first come in. It's kind of far away from where you're trying to get into. But you think, no. There's got to be a spot higher up. There's got to be a spot, Gray. There's got to be. But just keep going. Don't get greedy. Take what's right in front of you. Right? I always say this a lot. And Ann will say this to me, too. You'll say this to me. Don't get greedy, Gray. Don't get greedy. Take the spot. Now, this is actually a pretty deep concept. Don't get greedy. Don't get greedy means if you have a spot, take it. Don't waste your time driving around the parking lot hoping for a miracle hot spot right up front. But it also means something important for our life. Don't waste your time lamenting about what could have been or should have been. Deal with what's right in front of you. Don't spend your whole life wasting, being upset about what went wrong. Because when you do that, you're not paying attention to the things that you were given right here and now. You're missing the opportunities that God is giving you. Because you all know, oh my gosh, how much of your life could you be like, man, God, why didn't it work out just this way? Why couldn't it have been the way I wanted it? Or the way this was supposed to go? And we end up missing something right in front of our eyes because we were too consumed with what could have been or should have been that imaginary parking spot right in front of the door. Two, my second rule, stay consistent. Meaning, if you always park in the same place, you always know where your car is. All right, this is a big one, team. This is a big one. All right. So when I go to Kroger, or Kroger's, as sometimes I call it, I always park on that far end where all the employees like park way over there on the right hand side of the parking lot. I always park there because I know that's where I like to park. I think I got a little bit of walk, but I'm right near the entrance. I don't have to do a lot of parking lot walking. And I just go there and I know every time I walk out of Kroger, that's where my car is. Guess what? It frees up my mind to focus on things that are more important. Because if you constantly forget where you're parking, not only are you wasting your time, you also will be totally distracted because you'll have your keys up to your chin here. You know, you're just doing this thing. You're just, come on, where is it? Have you ever heard that? The people are convinced if you put it up here, you look silly. You know, put it up here. That it works better. Yeah, right. And you're just like walking around. Come on. Just give me a beep. Come on. Where's that beep? Right? Yeah, that's a good way to get hit by a car in a parking lot. All right? Stay consistent. What does that mean for our faith life? That means figuring out things that you can build into your life, particularly spiritual practices, rituals, things that are automatically put into your life that free up your mind to focus on the things that you need to focus on, freeing up your space. Working in ritual, worship is a ritual that many of you do. You come in here and you worship because it sets you in the right frame of mind for the rest of the week. It's a corrective, right? But also, spiritual practices like reading scripture, prayer, walking to refocus, to listen, generosity. All of these things, if you can build them into your life, if you can just stay consistent with them, it'll free you up to do some incredible things. Free your life up to be a life of service and love. Now, you can do this in your regular life, too. Put your keys in the same place every day. How many of y'all do that? Have a place for your keys? Yeah, see, look at y'all smart people. You can set up automatic billing and automatic tithing. You hear that? We have an app for that. Come talk to me after the service. We can help you get that worked out. Eat the same breakfast every morning. What? A good, healthy breakfast. Not chocolate Cheerios, as Anne and I got this last week. Chocolate Cheerios. Those are real. Put your energy, free your life up to put your energy in the right place. Stay consistent. That's true for the parking lot. That's true for your life. Because what happens is if you can build in enough consistency, when life starts to go crazy, nuts, stressful, you have things to rely back on. You have those rituals. You have those things that you do every day that you can rely on that provide you the strength, the foundation you need to get through it. Stay consistent because it helps you survive this difficult and often tragic life. So next time you're in the parking lot, remember, open your eyes, look around, don't get greedy, and stay consistent. Because only by doing that are you going to see your surroundings and be open to the opportunities that God is placing right in front of your eyes. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.